All right, we're back with the Culture Warriors. Jack Fonseca, again, project manager for Campaign Life, a coalition focusing on Catholic issues. Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church and founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity. You're talking about last week's Supreme Court ruling, which Jack and many others see as a religious freedom curtailed by the Supreme Court unanimously. And therein lies a danger because now there's a risk that anybody who has a deeply held fundamental religious belief may be subject to prosecution. And he believes also that's it's a false right, the right not to be offended. Greta, by the way, it seems like some folks emailing want to challenge you on what you just said insofar as the Supreme Court ruling where, you know, it draws into question whether or not the Bible can be used as a hate tract. Robin wonders if you'd extend the same consideration to invocations in the Quran or the Torah or Talmud.
Well, I think that that's a very serious question because in almost every religious document within the theistic religions, there are some very serious commands given not by those supposedly who just wrote it, but put in the mouth of God to treat certain people in certain very horrific ways. And so I think that this decision is a step toward moving us beyond some of the horrific nature of texts in the Quran and in the Torah and in the Christian Bible that point toward genocide, toward treating those who don't believe the way you believe in a negative manner.
So what should
including
happen?
Eradication.
Would you expunge these passages in the Quran?
No,
the Torah?
I think that the judge is saying they need to be limited so that they're not used. You can use them within the context of your community to uplift the community, to pull it toward values that are human values, not grounded particularly in a faith tradition.
All right, where is she wrong, Jack?
Well,
it sounds to me like what you're saying is that certain passages of the Bible have to be outlawed.
Well, the Bible,
and
the Quran,
and the Torah,
they are all humanly constructed documents that we talk about them being revealed,
so we
talk
them?
About them being God's authoritative word. We should put a fence around those texts in the same way that Hebraic authors put
and
the fence
around
the law.
Should we put bars around those who dare to preach them publicly? Should we put bars around those pastors and priests and bishops and imams and Jewish rabbis who dare to preach
that?
We
need to have we need to be able to move beyond the particularities of the texts that were written thousands of years ago.
You mean we need to move beyond Christianity?
The texts. I said the texts. I'm saying beyond texts that are in whatever religious tradition that say that we are to destroy a people, that we are that we
they
have the right
that.
To a particular
All
land.
Right, Jack, how do you
to
perceive
say that
this?
We should cut off the fingers of people that do particular things? I think that we need to move beyond those, and we do in so many ways. I'm not sure even why we hold on to the one or two prescriptions that we decide to hold on to.
All right,
or
Jack,
that the
you
evangelical
see this,
or Catholic faith decides to hold on
you
to.
See this as a secular attack on religion?
I do. I do totally. I mean, you know, Greta is pretty much saying, if I'm not putting words in your mouth, that the Supreme Court did this because they're trying to move us past Judeo-Christian belief.
I'm not saying beyond Judeo-Christian belief. I'm saying that the values that ground the Judeo-Christian faiths, when those values are distilled and the values that are best for all humans are uplifted, then those values have every right to continue to be the foundation of our civil society.
I'll tell you, I think this is a very scary conversation for me as a Bible-believing Catholic and probably for many Bible-believing Christians because we're talking about outlawing religious belief.
But we have already outlawed a number of things in the Bible. We've already outlawed them. So why, or you don't give them any credence. So why pick and choose these ones to particularly discriminate against a particular group?
So you wouldn't have a problem with moving beyond to the next logical step, the next inexorable step in that logic, which is to lock up those people who dare to profess these beliefs.
I don't know that that's the next logical step.
Fine them, ruin their lives financially.
I don't think that's the next logical step. I think it's convenient to be able to say that that's the next logical step. But what's the next logical step of saying that a particular group is going to destroy the fundamentals of society, destroy the family, is going to destroy
that.
Children?
Don't say that. The Catholic Church does not say that that's going to happen. What they say is that particular behaviors are sinful and they shouldn't be done. that there, God has a plan for human sexuality and for other things too. The church says that gossip and lying and cheating and stealing are sins. Should we, just because the Catholic Church believes these things, should we legalize all these other things? Should we condemn church teaching on these other things too?
By the way, all right, I did want to change gears slightly because, I mean, still with the overall notion that homosexuality is increasingly more acceptable, may not be an acceptable practice of certain faith groups, but an editorial in the Globe and Mail caught my attention yesterday, and following the political landscape stateside, gay marriage is going to be, discussed in the United States Supreme Court later on this month. There's two test cases. I guess California imposed a ban with Proposition 8 back a number of years ago, and it's being fought at the Supreme Court level. And more than 75 Republicans now, these are conservatives, have signed a friend of the court brief to the U.S. Supreme Court in support of gay marriage. Their argument, at its heart, it says here, the conservatives' position is that gay marriage supports family and social stability. It strengthens the institution of marriage, and it's consistent with individual freedoms and limited government. Jack Fonseca, what do you say to that?
No, I think they're wrong, and they may be driven by political correctness. Maybe they're looking at the polls and seeing some recent wins on the homosexual marriage side in a few states, and they're saying, this is the winning side. Let's desert this ship and jump onto that one.
I think if we started talking about the social affirmation of relationships of love instead of identifying it as homosexual marriage, if you say that society is going to affirm relationships that are built on love and trust, and those are going to be the basis for our social fabric, then I think that we don't have a problem with that. It's just we're identifying a group that we say can't be married.
No. We're talking about what is marriage. The essence of marriage, it's an institution that unites a husband and wife with the offspring that they produce. Gay marriage doesn't – it's not part of that. It doesn't do that. In a certain sense, homosexuality has nothing to do with
the
it.
The key word
marriage,
being produce.
Marriage is intrinsically connected to the sexual act, to human sexuality and the reproduction of children.
Jack.
Sex is for babies and bonding. And this is integral to the definition of marriage, to the institution of marriage that's existed since for many thousands of years.
Okay, so if someone is married in a Catholic church, because if someone's married in a Protestant church or a civil ceremony, it's not recognized as marriage in the Catholic church, am I right?
Jack, why don't you ponder that here? We're going to take a time out, update the news, and then we'll come back. I'll extend the segment because I thought this is an interesting twist with the conservatives now, or Republicans anyway, and prominent ones at that, including John McCain, a couple of members of Congress, former advisors to President George W. Bush, saying the conservative position is now that gay marriage supports family and social stability. Greta believes that, Jack Fonseca not so much, strengthens the institution of marriage because there's a commitment there, and I guess that's really how this is being presented by the conservatives. Or is it just naked politicking? We'll come back on that matter, and then the satirical sketch that 22 Minutes has gotten into hot water with the Catholic Church over in moments on The Oakley Show. Talk radio, AM 640.